Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Know how it go, shout out OCT. No real cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready, ball of blitz on three. No, you can't stand on it on 2 feet. I already know you can't ball with me. Cause I brought up with the squad and me. They get a letter, they calling me. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert.
Ball alert. Welcome to the Ball Alert Show podcast. Available everywhere you get your podcast. Please continue to like, subscribe, and share our YouTube page at Ball Alert TV. I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
OCT, what at?
Lil' Kel in the building.
Hey.
You got snap with us, my guy.
My bad.
What's up, sir?
Nothing, man. Chilling. What's good?
We appreciate you pulling up on us, man, and chopping it up with us.
For sure, definitely.
You ready to get started?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so first and foremost, where is Lil' Kel from?
St. Louis.
Okay, born and raised.
Yeah.
Okay, now, where did you start? Because I know we were talking off camera. Did you start on social media, but which one? YouTube, Instagram?
Nah, like, I started off, like, on Instagram.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, before the music, I had probably, like, 40,000 followers already.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I started making, like, funny videos, like, putting music in with it, because I always did music. But, like, I was doing, like, funny videos, and that's what really went viral first.
So you started going viral on all these different platforms now. I'm assuming you get paid a lot on these platforms. How many Instagram followers do you have?
2.4 million.
God damn.
And you got 2 million subscribers, too.
Yeah, like 2.4 million on YouTube, too.
2.4 million subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, these people are bought into Lil' Kel as the artist, the rapper, the person.
It just depends on whatever they follow me on. Like, I'm a different person on every single social media, you feel me? So, like, Instagram, I be on some, like, funny, like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, YouTube, I be on some music. And, like, TikTok, I just be doing whatever. Mm. Yeah.
So, where did the name Lil' Kel come from? Because that's not your real name.
Nah, like, it's my middle name.
Okay, your middle name is Lil' Kel?
My middle name is Mukel. Yeah, so
why the Lil', you just...
Like, I don't know. I feel like at the time when I did, I was young. So, like, it was like the L-I-L was popping. Mm-hmm. So then I really just feel like L-U-H.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how y'all talking to Lou?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Like, when I text my homeboys, somebody be like, what's up, Lil' Bruh? Like, but mm-hmm. I be like L-U-H. You feel me? So I just put that in my name.
Now, from St. Louis, who inspired you to do music? Because I know you was in, like, a group.
Yeah, we had a group.
Okay.
Yeah,
what was the name of the group?
Project X. That sounds kind of
like
crazy.
Like the movie.
Mm-hmm. But, like, we spelled it, like, a little different. Because every time you would type our name in, like, the movie would pop up.
Mm-hmm.
So we, like, changed the way we named it. But, yeah.
So what made you go solo? Why y'all didn't sit together?
The manager, like, he wanted us to sing, like, Jackson 5 all the time.
Oh, shit.
But we wanted to be rappers. Like, mind you, we from the city, so we doing shows in different places, like, with all these kids. And, like, every time we went, like, we had all these childish songs. Like, we wanted to turn up, you feel me? So, like, We wanted to be like,
you wanted to cuss?
Not necessarily cuss though.
They wasn't like the button up good boys.
Yeah, like they was trying to make us like look like, you feel me?
Okay.
Yeah, like they had us up there singing Kids Bop. We wanted to sing like Migos.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? Okay,
so it just was a difference in what we wanted to do and what they wanted us to do. So
they was trying to play out like boys to men, and y'all was like, we Jodeci, we finna.
Bruh, we in there like we sliding and snapping like for real. We want to jump. You feel me?
But so for someone now, how did you grow your 2 million followers on YouTube? Like how does something like this grow? Because some people are really working hard to trying to get YouTube subscribers and you just have them.
I don't know. I feel like it just come. Like I feel like you just be yourself. You see what I'm saying? Stay consistent, do whatever you're doing, but be different. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was the biggest thing with me. Like I was always different. I never wanted to be the dude in the back just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never wanted to be that. I always wanted to be, like, outgoing and be different. I was never a rapper. I was a singer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just did everything different. So, I guess, like, people just gravitate towards that.
So, going back real quick to when you left the group and went solo, you know, to Rari's point about the YouTube, once you left the group, how did you, you know, view your career? Like, how'd you start?
Well, like, we had a manager. We was in a group. And then, like, another manager had came with an opportunity from L.A. So, I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to take this deal. What y'all want to do? You feel me? And, like, two of my homeboys didn't take the deal. It was four of us. So, two of them didn't take the deal. One of them did. So, we was, like, a two-way group.
Okay.
But he had, like, an attitude problem at the time. Like, he was young. So, he was, like, always mad.
Mm-hmm.
So, they was like, yo, like, we can't deal with little dude attitude. Like, it's just you. I'm like, bet. You feel me?
Now you got your deal. What happens next? Did they say you need to build your online presence?
Nah, like, it wasn't even nothing like that. Like, really, like, they just had me in the studio. You feel me? But the crazy part is none of that worked out. I had moved to L.A. when I was, like, 15 for, like, 6 months. But nothing out there worked out. So, like, I had moved back and went back to school. And then when I did that, like, music wasn't even, like, on my mind for real. It was more so school. And I just was already had, like, a certain amount of followers from me being in a group already. You know what I'm saying? So I just started making funny videos.
So you were always a popular person.
Yeah.
Question. So I first heard of you when you were in a relationship with somebody.
Right.
So did you start, and I'm talking about Famous Ocean, you started the YouTube with her or no?
We started a YouTube, but like we only did like three videos.
That was separate?
Yeah, it was separate from anything I had going on.
So you had your individual YouTube and
yeah.
Then,
I think when I was dealing with her, like I already had 1.9 million subscribers or something like that.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, okay, so at the time I was already.
You was already up.
Yeah.
Okay. So you was already up before that. Now I see that you are in a relationship now.
Yeah.
Baby on the way.
Yeah.
Or is the baby here yet?
On the way. I didn't know you knew that. That was crazy.
Like
he did his research.
Did a little research. So congratulations. Do you know what you guys are having?
A boy.
Yeah. Look, see? Jinx.
Now that we do it, we know what you was having.
For real, yeah.
Now, this is your first kid.
Yeah.
And you're very young. You're only 21.
You think that's young to have a kid?
Yeah, definitely.
For real?
Because I feel like, you know, you still have things that you need to accomplish. Correct me if I'm wrong. However,
that's real.
Do you think that you're ready?
Mentally,
to
yeah.
To be a father?
Mentally, yeah. I don't know, like time-wise, it might be a little hard, but what's life without a challenge? You feel me?
Now, who's this young lady? Who is she?
My girlfriend.
No, I mean, like, is she also big on the social media platforms?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name's Samaj Leslie.
That's what you said.
Look, you know what I'm saying? You just trying to clickbait.
Now, how does your parents, or are your parents in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you start making all this type of money from social media, I know sometimes parents could be like, okay, what is this? What are you doing? And then now you have a baby. Like, how are your parents receptive to you and your career and your new family that's come? That's about to be.
I mean, really just supportive for real.
Okay.
Yeah, it ain't really nothing. Like, they don't really ask me too much about it. They don't really get into the business for real. They just be my family, and that's just that, you know?
They feel like you're grown and...
Yeah, I just do what I do.
Okay.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting.
AT&T 5G at home internet keeps you connected whether you're at home or on the go. So stay connected to your loved ones and your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling from friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode.
So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet.
And create memories and more all summer long.
AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
What's up, y'all? It's Lil' Kip, man. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. Let me know what y'all think about the interview, the talk, and just let me know, man. Gang.
Your new project just dropped, the Head Melodies tape. What was the grind to get that project done? Because you had Wrong 175 million views so far on YouTube. Like, that is massive. The reception for Wrong is pretty high.
For sure.
How'd you feel when that dropped?
I was excited, for real. Just like, you know, like, I never really got overwhelmed, for real. I always was just in the moment, for real, just like accepting what's coming to me, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely just a blessing, for real.
Did you expect that record to be so big for you?
Nah, I didn't expect it to go that crazy. It was already gaining, like, from videos on, like, Instagram and stuff like that, it was gaining, but I didn't think it was gonna be, like, platinum and plaques and all that.
Yeah,
I ain't
37
really know
on the R&B hip hop charts, Billboard.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
For sure, appreciate it.
But like, are you? It looks like you're doing it. It's like, this is nothing.
I just feel like I got so much more in store. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm excited.
It
for
seems
sure.
Very easy to you.
So you've been working since you've been doing music for a long time.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say it's easy. It's just, this is what I always wanted to do. So it's like,
you make it look easy, my brother.
You got to. You feel me? I feel like if you're trying too hard, then it might not be meant for you. You feel me?
Okay.
How did that record Wrong change your life?
Yeah, because I was popular, but I wasn't like famous, is what people say. You know what I'm saying? Like, I start going to malls and different cities and people knowing me and, like, you feel me? Like, everywhere. You see what I'm saying? So,
did you start getting treated different?
By who, though?
By, like, people. Did you get special privileges? Like, the G-Wag girls said they get, Famous LAYB said they get, like, special privileges. They get free things.
Free food, free clothes.
Oh,
perks of being a celebrity.
Yeah, I mean, people be wanting you to, like, post their stuff, so. Okay. I mean, I guess it's kind of like a trade.
Okay.
You know? But, yeah, you definitely get a lot of free stuff.
Okay.
I noticed that it's kind of weird, though, because you got to think, like, now that I'm making money, you giving me free stuff, but, like,
yeah, when
people
you,
without the money, they got to pay. That's crazy.
That's
crazy.
The kicker right there.
I mean, that's just how it go, though.
I guess that's life.
So, what's next for you? Like, what are your goals now?
Growing. You know what I'm saying? Everything. Like, in every aspect. Shows, music, platforms, everything. Personally, mentally, everything. Just want to grow.
The Head Melodies tape?
Yeah. That's definitely a big one right now. I'm trying to really push that out there. We already did over 1 million streams in the first few days. You know what I'm saying? So, 2 million streams, actually, in the first... few days.
So. Will there be a tour coming up with that, or?
I wouldn't probably say with the tape, because it's just a mixtape. Mm-hmm. I didn't really treat it like an album. I really want to focus on the music first before really prepare myself to really just hit the road, mm-hmm. like, as in people and stuff like that.
Feel me? Yeah. You mentioned, you know, you reaching success financially. What's some of the things that you, have you had a chance to really ball out?
I done bought, like, so much stuff. Like, I bought so many cars and jewelry. Jewelry always
I see. God damn. Different vibes only.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Got to shine for a
what's
minute.
What's the biggest purchase, though? Like, what's something that you're proud of?
I don't know. Like, studio.
Did you buy
your own studio?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fire.
Yeah, so that's probably, like, the main thing that, because it allowed me to work, you feel me?
Did you, you know, buy your mom a house or your parents?
I ain't bought my mom a house yet, because, like, the way I'm trying to do it, like, I'm going to buy, like, a bunch of land, and I'm going to build it from the ground up exactly how she want it.
Oh.
Okay, that's fire.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it a certain way.
Okay.
Preparing for it. So.
What's some of the things that you learned so far being in the industry?
Don't get caught up in it. Mm. That's the main thing. Like, it's a lot to go on in the industry, you feel me? And you just gotta know how to separate yourself and not get too caught in the limelight.
So for younger up and coming artists, like, what do you advise them to do, you know, going in the path of, you know, trying to be a star?
Growing in the path of trying to be a star, I just say be consistent. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing. Always staying consistent. You know what I'm saying? Treat it like it's a business. You feel me?
Now
I was just saying, like, don't just treat it like it's fun. You gotta treat it like a business. Everything you do is business.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting.
AT&T 5G at home internet keeps you connected whether you're at home or on the go. So stay connected to your loved ones and your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling from friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode.
So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet.
And create memories and more all summer long.
AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
What's up, y'all? It's Lil' Kill, man. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. Let me know what y'all think about the interview, the talk, and just let me know, man. Gang.
Now, mentally, how are you? Because I know sometimes you could have a bad day. So if Lil' Kale has a bad day, what do you do? Who do you talk to? How do you overcome being a regular human being having a bad day?
I don't know.
Do you have bad days?
I don't know if I really have bad days.
You look very happy all the time.
I kind of like just like, if I ever like going through something or something like that, like I just really like keep doing what I'm doing. You okay. Feel me? Get my mind off of crazy stuff. You feel me? Okay.
But, you talk to your mom or your girlfriend?
Crazy part is like I don't really do all that because I don't be looking for sympathy. I feel like when you talk about certain stuff, like people give sympathy, and I don't really like all that. Like I woke up this morning, I'm excited for that.
That's so you practice it. Gratitude. When you feeling ungrateful, you just be like, well, look at where I'm at.
You gotta accept it. I mean, it's life. Like, life not finna be peaches and cream. For, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I like that mentality.
Yeah.
Well, Head Melodies is out right now. What's your favorite song off the tape?
I don't think I got a favorite song. I got, cause I made them. You feel me? It's like, it's my create, like my creativity. But I could definitely say probably like my, the main song, Head Melodies with A Boogie on it. Okay. Just because like A Boogie a legend. You know what I'm saying? Just growing up listening to A Boogie. You know
what What's saying? Your what you want your audience to take away from the album, from the mixtape?
Just take away that this is me. Like, I put my real thoughts and my real emotions into the project. You feel me? So every song is literally coming from me.
Well, I know St. Louis proud of you.
Yeah, man.
St. Louis, shout out to St. Louis, man. Y'all been kind of smoking lately, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out St. Louis.
Everybody. Who inspired you from St. Louis? You know, Nelly.
Not nobody from St. Louis. I was always inspired by like PNB Rock. That was my main.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But
did you have a relationship with him or?
Yeah, me and him was locked in. You know what I'm saying? But he inspired me way before that. You know what I'm saying? Buying tickets and posters and signed autographs and all that. You feel me? So it was like me getting into music, that was the first person that really put his hand out and showed me love and did a feature with me and everything.
That's
so
fine.
What's the main thing you learned from PNB Rock?
I wouldn't say I learned too much. You see what I'm saying? Like, music wise, like his cadences, his, you know what I'm saying? Like, I learned from his music, you know what I'm saying, and how he approached records. That's the main thing I learned.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by the Baller Alert Show and letting us know. Tell them where they can find you and follow you and all that. I mean, not like you need any more followers.
send some our way.
All right.
Yeah, y'all can follow me on Instagram at LuhKel. Everywhere else, just type in LuHKEL. Get that Head Melodies. Tap in.
Hey.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, though, we do have a pep talk with LuhKel.
What's up, y'all? It's LuhKel. If y'all want to get into the music and all that, man, just stay consistent, man. Put yourself first. Put your family first. Put God first. And just keep going towards the gold and whatever you want. Chase the dream.
Baller Alert!
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.